Love Talk Radio.
Couldn't pay the gas.
walk around in this house and carry it. Because he messed around and put himself in a position where God cursed him. He had about 10 other children, and he got in clothes. He peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in the dark, tracking jelly all over the car. Just in a cursed situation. All these children can't even take care of him because he taught against tithe and offering. And he had a job, but he couldn't even pay the bills. You know, when you go against this part of worship, you set yourself up for total damnation. Man, I count my tithe before I get to church. I mean, I keep track every time I'm listening. Because I really want to keep coming. I want them to keep coming. Only way you're going to keep it coming is obey law. And obedience is better than sacrifice. So I warn you today that this season of worship, never set yourself up to be cursed. And don't encourage anybody against it. You remember how to go to driving over the concert? It is very important that people who judge people are clear of the judgment. We can't be careful how we judge people, put bad mouth on people. If you are a bad mouther, then don't put no bad mouth on people because you'll reap what you did. In order for you to judge somebody, you must be clear of that you judge people up. And then you have to be careful. Because the Word of God tells us, be careful to judge because you will soon be judged. And sometimes the same judgment that you dealt with. So I just tell people, if I was going to mention today, to be careful for nothing. Just be careful. Watch your mouth. What you say will come back at you. And it comes back in an overwhelming measure. You wish evil on somebody, evil comes back at you in an overwhelming measure. But wish well. Wish everybody well. Wish everybody success. Everybody conquer. So I'm going to tell you, man, you keep past your reading class. I won't. Check my game. You did good, man. You read that thing. You didn't go for 13, man. You didn't get that way off. It's learn how to appreciate one another. Don't be jealous of things. See, this church is growing. The church is growing. And God is beginning to send in talent to help us get to the next level. I want this church to be the mega church of Eastern Michigan. I want this to be a great church in this little town. We keep coming and keep growing together, loving each other, keep wishing each other well, keep sowing into the ministry. We'll get there. We will. And nobody can stop our praise. I'm glad I got a mayor. Y'all might not think much of it, but I got a mayor to pick up the phone and call somebody in my favorite at the drop of a hat. He just did it the other day, something I'm going to do in this town. He picked up the phone with a couple of high officers out of Detroit and had a conference call in your pastor's face. The Bible said we have to have a good name in the church and out of the church. Guess I just said, what if somebody would mention me in the barber shop? What if somebody mentions your name in the beauty parlor? And say, you belong to High Praise Church. I would like them to say, now that's a fine young lady. Oh, that's a wonderful young man. They must belong to High Praise. Because I know their pastor's a fine man. And a man tell me all the time last night, you are highly respected around the world. I don't know, but we have to understand, oh, look at somebody said, don't never forget who you are. And above all, don't forget who you represent. How many of us are calling themselves representatives of the Lord? Let me see your hands. You represent the Lord. You represent the Lord. So you don't understand. You can't afford to do anything less than that. And truth is the key to success. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for what you've done in our lives. You brought us from such a long way, long. You cleared us from the attempts of the enemy who comes to kill and steal and destroy. Now we come to bring you the seed, the tithe and the offering, according to your blessings. And we trust your word that you said if we do it, what you would do in return, you would open up the windows of heaven and pour us our blessings. Lord, we're going to bring our portion. We're going to expect our blessings. Throughout the year 2014 and the rest of our lives, we want our children to be successful. From the time and faith their place in society to be great in whatever they do. The Obama family's child found his place. He's become a great person. There's some more Obamas here. There's some more Kennedys here. There's some great people here. There's great children here. We want them to come out of high praise and come from among our people as we celebrate Black history. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Everybody saying amen. Form your line in the middle. I'll bring the tithe and the offering to the Lord. I guarantee you, you'll be blessed.
Thank you.
should satisfy once I have watched you, once I have helped you understand. Come on up here. I welcome your mothers to the pulpit. Take it back. I want y'all to embrace her. You're welcome unto the mothers, Lord. So we go places and say, wow, that church has every nationality working in it. And we are family. We are family, y'all. Mother Hatton is the mother of all students. And she's a supervisor of international. And she told me today when she's coming to office and I had my little hat on, I said, well, I'm the chief. I'm the chief. I'm the chief of this tribe. So I'm my chief at today. Well, y'all know who's the chief of the tribe. Mother, beloved, we're going to work together. She even told me, she said, I'm going to go anywhere you go. Every time you go somewhere, she said, I need to know so I can go. I'm going to go. Just like we all went as a family to North Carolina about 2 weeks ago. We're all going to North Carolina for our conference. And we're going to be there as a little big family enjoying the Lord. Give God a praise that she goes there. All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I got more. I'm watching other women, other older women in our church. Because it's the older women that's going to help train the younger women. And I love y'all. Now, my daughter did something for me today. And I got so excited because she drove all the way out here to Detroit to get me this. Isn't that wonderful? That's not Tanya. Stand up, Tanya. Y'all know that's my baby. She actually is. That's me, your hair. Thank you. That's what I'm thinking. I love the Lord. All my children look like their daddy. Yeah, but that's what I'm thinking. You bring them up here. I'm going to show you the next generation. Her son is here, friend and son. You can tell that boy, my grandson. Look at it. Turn around. Yeah, that's me. Okay, see that? Big man, praise the Lord. God bless you. Mother Robinson is coming. No, Mother Robinson is my first cousin. Her dad and my mother were sisters and brothers. Yeah, she looked. Look how she looked. You can tell. Only thing she just won't say, y'all.
Sometimes I do. At home, I clean the shower. Praise the Lord. Anything. You know, you're speaking of children, all, and they are marked. Looking just like him. Praise the Lord. Such a year to be a blessing. On this day, as we continue to observe, Black history. Our Black history, it does go back a ways, but maybe while we were fighting the war to become independent, or fighting the war to become free of slavery, time went by that sometimes it's forgotten. However, today I'm going to recite a poem, or I'm going to attempt to do it, because I had short notice that I had to do it today. However, I brought my papers with me, y'all, so if you notice that I'm kind of reading, it's because I'm not as sharp as I used to be here. Okay, forgive me. This is praise him anyhow. This one goes back time when a young man wrote this poem by the name of Paul Lawrence Dunbar. And he was the son of a couple who had just come out of slavery. But they had been blessed to move here north. I think it was Ohio. I don't have the city for me, and I won't go into all of it. But this poem always makes me think of our blessings that we were taught to be obedient to our parents in the way that is not much taught today. So we must look back and appreciate where we came from. We would not be here if we had not had some background of what was right and wrong. The next point is in the morning. In the morning, when I rise, in the morning, when I rise, in the morning, when I rise, in the morning, when I rise.
Hey, I bet you see.
You can't go with your eyes at me. Turn your crazy ass track. Boy, I'll whoop you till you drop. Help a moan in this place. God, looks like I must lose my grace. Ooh, come here. Sit down in that shit ass. You just rip a F you there. Now hold your hands and bow your head and wait until the blessing is said. Lord, have mercy on our soul. Don't you take the word off. Thank you for the food we eat. Look out there, I see your feet. Now you just try that trick again. Give us peace and joy. Amen.
That was quite a demonstration of how it used to be back in the day. In the unpainted houses in the woods, boys who had to walk across the creek through the woods to get to school. And our grandmothers and our parents raised us generations back. And so we want to thank Mother Robinson for that vivid reminder. What a great reminder for Black History Month. Children that are here today, that seated in the audience, you're dismissed now to go down to your activities in the lower level. They have some special activities for the children in the lower level of the church. We call the children's church here. Susan Law Glasses took a lot of the facility. You won't have to be dismissed from the service. You will come in and you go directly to your church. We don't have an organ in your room. We don't have drums in your room. We'll send the ministers who call to preach from our pulpit to your pulpit to speak to you on Sunday. You will develop a young speaker board. Young people in this board, and we will develop our young ministers as board for the church. I'm for that because that's how I got to be here. Every Sunday at 4 o'clock, we have what is called Children's Church here. Every Sunday at 4 o'clock, and that's why I started preaching it in the lower level of this church, 11 years of age. But I want to share my gift with you before we put our minister up. This is a special made necktie. And only this, my grandson, my granddaughter, and their mother, the pictures of them. So they want me to wear this around my neck all the time. And not only that, they want to encourage me to keep on preaching. My beautiful card. Thoughts of you are filled with special warmth and with wishes that life is always good to you. Happy Valentine's Day. Love, son, and friends, and Vieira. And they put a nice offer of $50 in there. Hey, man. I need it because my wife and I have to go to Atlanta, Georgia, to have you this trip. That'll give me my first take of gas. Oh, amen. Y'all go pray for me, Sister Annie? We have to go to Atlanta, Georgia. We'll be back for Bible class, so I don't miss you on Bible class. Because I love the work that the Lord has assigned in my hands. If we all love a church like this, if I love the church would be a great church. Ask yourself a question. If anybody in my church was like me, what kind of church would this church be? So we have to learn to be steadfast and immovable. Anybody say consistent? In other words, if I see you here today, I'll see you next week. And you'll be here with someone else so that we can get that 1,728 persons in charge, involved in our ministry every week. Today, we have a gentleman that from time to time, and He keeps in touch with your pastor. He calls me. And so the ministry, this ministry was sung out there in our Detroit church, and I know he did an excellent job there. So I said, since you're in the Detroit area, we would love to have your ministry in Hinkston in our service. Prophet May has been a wonderful, wonderful speaker, and we always enjoy him here in high praise in the suburbs of Detroit. If Detroit takes another man to have him, certainly we do as well. I want you to stand to your feet at this time to receive the ministry of Prophet Mays, Kalamazoo, Michigan. Put your hand together. Come on, let's give Jesus a hand for it. Hallelujah. Let's go tell three people, tell them I need a miracle today. Let's go talk to myself. Come on, you need one. Clap your hands like you won't get it. Come on, clap your hands like the door is yours. Join hands with somebody. Your head is bowed, eyes closed. The hand you hold is the hand of the miracle. We appreciate that hand you hold in this place today. My God, we thank you for your love and kindness and your tender mercy. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to come so far to the people on this heritage day, heritage day. Thank you for the expectations of excellence that you have for us, the promise of the destiny. God, we thank you for all the many forefathers that went before us to lay us such a precious foundation. God, we thank you for Bishop Prophet Haddon. Continue to strengthen him. Continue to move upon him. Continue to open up doors, God, and close doors on that hope. God, we're looking for miracles today. God, we thank you for what you're getting ready to do. We thank you for what you have done in the name of Jesus. God, we praise your name. We bless your name. In the name of Jesus. God, we love you today. And we give your name glory. It's in your son's name that we give all the honor, the glory that belongs to you. God, I hand that person is holding touch right now. Deliver right now. That free is amazing. And God, we continue to give you praise. The glory and honor in Jesus' name. Clap your hands for Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God for Jesus and all the people of God that are here today. We are the Spirit of Christ. We give Jesus Christ a hand. Also, we praise God for such a precious gift to the body of Christ. This is a prophet has had. Let's give him a hand. Thank God. Hallelujah. Come on, give him a hand. We can look at his back. God bless him. God bless him. We love him. We had a wonderful time there. In the culture, the Lord just wiped us out. And we're excited about what the work of the Lord is doing there. Thank you. And we'll be revival there tonight, 6 o'clock, tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday. But I thank God for the door that was open because of Bishop Haddon. We want to appreciate you, and we love you dearly. Come on, give him up another chance. Praise God. I believe there's a word from the Lord. It's amazing how God can give you the same word for his people and then change it up for the same God that beat it. Turn your Bible to Ruth. Thank you for this date because we know this mother, we know that Black history, but every day is Black history. Every day, you know, so it's not like this is Black history. So I can see that the Woody Adventures Proverbs call, we know that that is Black history. But somehow our history has been painted with not without proper teaching. For some reason, we believe that all Caucasians or white people are bad. That's not the case. We think that they were all slave owners. That's not the case. In fact, there was even some Black slave owners. In fact, most of us that were betrayed were by other Blacks. It was not by most European brothers and sisters. But for us to look at certain cultures and say who's that and who's not, it's not of God. Because we all God's creatures. Hello, somebody. Now, there's some bad people in all of our families. Y'all can say amen. You really can't talk about mine because everything in mine is in your family. And we got some of them. So what we also do is come together as God's people and begin to change the world. Okay, what you say, the problem with the world today is not that the world has done a new thing, it's the church has become weaker with a weak gospel. The gospel has changed. We used to preach on holiness, and we used to allow the demonstration of the power of God to move. Now we are so busy talking about money, houses, and cars. But Jesus did not die for you to have a nice car. And as I told him earlier today, when you have a nice car, you have a nice home. It's not really to brag about. That's what tigers do. We drive nice houses, we live in nice houses, and we drive nice cars. I told my wife, and said, honey, when I get you something, it seemed like you would put it on Instagram and Facebook. She said, no, I'm not going to do that because this is what you owe me anyway. Y'all understand that, respect. But when you live right, then the certain things come along with living right. Hello, somebody. The blessings of God, the favor of God, that's just something that comes along with the territory. We don't have to spend all day about you getting a new car. If you're tired of God, make sure you have a car. Amen? But we have lost the fervence, the power, and demonstration of the power of God. But God has committed to work this year like he's never worked before. He's getting ready to save folk that you didn't think would be saved. He's getting ready to heal people that didn't even think they'd get healed. God's getting ready to cancel some destinies in this place. Lift your hand and say, Lord, heal me now. If you believe that, clap your hands out here. What a time this is to the Black history and African heritage today is experiencing today. Ruth, the first chapter, and the fourth verse, I'm sorry. It says, and they took to their wives the woman of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other was Ruth. And they dwelled there about 10 years, which is known to us as a decade. And Malon and Chilion died also over them. And the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law, and that she might return to the country of Moab. For she heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited the people and given them bread. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law were with her. And they went on the way to return to the land of Judah. And Naomi said to her daughters-in-law, go return each to her father's house, that the Lord deal kindly with you, as he hath dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant you that you may find rest, each in your house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And she said, unto her, surely will there return unto thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughters, why will you go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that they may be your husbands? Let's follow. Eternal God, we thank you for this opportunity to minister to your people once again. We ask you to speak with us, speak to us, speak through us. Let's get absolute in the Lord. Hide behind the cross. We thank you now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may take your seat. I believe that 2014, that God is getting ready to do some things that's very vital to the body of Christ. I want to pause for a second. I'll see some of our disciples will come and look at it. I'll say amen to them. They all stand up. Here's the daughter so they can see you. Now, this is from a faith and spiritual side. We came off the street, t-shirts and shoes, and dope in his pocket, I guess. But he's one of the faithful persons I ever had. That's what the gospel did. I didn't know the priest. And God changed him. Now he works for over 20 insurance companies. No one locked doors, no extended. He's a famous guy. I don't get on him. I don't even have to. You don't have to. Y'all preach on stuff. You don't have to preach on things. Yeah. He came in here with a t-shirt a while ago. He looked around and went and changed his clothes. Y'all ain't saying that. God gave you comedy with me. Y'all don't have to preach on him. I'm just God. Just preach the word of God, and God will change me. Hello, somebody. Well, you got this old thing, God, a deacon. There he is, deacon. Now, stand up. He's my security, too. Nice boxer. God cleaned him up, gave him an awesome business, and a pretty wife. Stand up, his wife. Amen. She's happy for him. They have a beautiful family. Tell somebody that's what the gospel will do. We thank God for that. Now, I want to don't hold it long, and my sister's in Atlanta, and I'm thinking about having to go down there. I never seen a state of emergency for 1 inch of snow. But that's the case. Michigan would have been in trouble a long time ago. My son is down there, he's all American athlete. He says, Dad, I've been in the house, they've been counseling our college games. I'll pray for me going to the draft and then being drafted soon. He said, I've been in the house, I can't do nothing. Yeah, you can pray. He said, Dad, I can't even drive this a half an inch of snow. These people crash and everything. I said, you can drive, it ain't about you driving, it's about the people that's on the highway we're going to. We have to be careful for that. Because the devil understands we may be able to do a thing, but the devil is trying to use those around us to kill us. I don't know somebody. But you got to understand, we as a people, this is African Eric today, you look wonderful in your time. But let me give you a little history today. Tied to this word, and I'll let you go. And minister to some of you. Listen, people of God, we as a people, African American descendants, I made the change several times. Colored became African American, black. But it's not what people really call me that gets under my skin, it's what you answer to. I can't allow nobody to define who I really am. Regardless of history, teachers, or not classrooms, or not, we come from king to queen. We come from the Garden of Eden. You replace rivers that was come from Africa. And regardless how we look at it, we have lost our posture with God. Yeah. We came into this world bowing down to our Lord and our Savior. But for some reason, we went from kings and queens to walking around with our pants sagging on the ground and exploiting our bodies on videos, calling our women out of their names. Multi-millions of dollars is the prison industry today. It's not whether you're guilty or you're not guilty. It's about the have and have-nots. Chances are, if you don't have a good attorney, chances are you're going to be sent to jail because you'll just be another statistic. Our black males are almost extinct. We're gunning down each other. We're battling with homosexuality. And most of us are in prison. Most of our women that I search have the Berean concept. You're just trying to find a few good men. You can say amen. And so we are in trouble. And one of the reasons we are in trouble is not because the devil is still acting like the devil. We are in trouble because the church has somewhat lost its influence. We have not lost all of our influence, because that will be contrary to the word of God. For he says the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I love this story too, because we see a little girl from the hood or the ghetto that God is getting ready to turn her life all the way around when you choose to serve God. Now, I must teach you, and I must talk to you briefly here, because a lot of us are worried about what color Jesus is. I really don't care what color he is. All I care is I can see the nails in his head. Well, he said that this way. Color don't save you. Him dying on the cross is what saves you. We have to learn to put first things first. But because this African day, we might as well describe it, that Jesus comes from the slum ghetto of Nazareth. They said, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? The same thing they say about Easter. If any good thing come out of Easter, it has to be a good thing because you're here. Talk to me, somebody. God didn't expel this and it ain't over for Easter yet. He's got more souls than Easter. Now, here's what I'm saying. This would be a year of soul winning like it has never been before. God is going to use this place to be a vehicle for his people. Somebody ought to clap your hands and say, yes, Lord. So all Jesus' life, everybody has an excuse. Everybody can say, well, I was born in a single-parent home. I didn't have a father. I didn't have this, or I didn't have that. That may be the truth, but that does not give you the license to fail. God says you are more than a conqueror. And I tell my sons all the time, I got a baby son. He says, if I fit, I said, be like this, son. Give yourself options. He says, Dad, if I feel like playing basketball, I will. If I feel like playing football, I will. But that is not the only vehicle that would get me into school. Tell him, Santa, we teach our kids. The only reason you can go to school is you run with a pitch in football if you put a round ball in the hoop. But God says he comes that you might have life. It's more than your child is playing sports. He says, my people are destroyed for a lack of epignosis, a lack of knowledge. We have to learn to teach our children. See, I've never understood. I'm going to get to the text, but I'm still with this African heritage thing. I've never understood how we go to church and leave our kids at home. That's an issue. You can't leave you come to church and join Jesus in the Eurocentric mode of grace, and you leave your kids at home. Number one. Number two, you stop nicknaming your kids anything. Because the word of your name from that was going to manifest in the spirit realm, and then it's going to flow in the natural. You can't call him Boo Boo Ray Ray, Big Lobby Santa. You got to say, you got to call him the royal child. You got to say he's from a royal priesthood, a chosen generation. Because the name says you got to name that child. And so you understand that Jesus was from Nazareth. He was one of those boys from the hood. And so he came from Nazareth. At an early age, they tried to destroy him. And they had to destroy him, and his mama and his daddy had to run to Egypt, Africa, and hide. Now, how in the world, I'm not discriminating against anybody, how could you be light-skinned or Caucasian and hide in Africa? Y'all ain't saying that. I'm just telling you the history. That tells me something, that Jesus is not how Michelangelo, the artist, tried to betray him. Y'all ain't saying that. But Revelation tells us what he looks like. And because he was a soldier man, he had a hit placed on his life by King Herod. You ain't the only type of man that somebody wants to kill. They wanted to kill Jesus at an early age. But Jesus knew his purpose, and yet he didn't walk around with his pants sagging down, hanging to the ground. He didn't call Mary Magdalene out of her name. He knew how to treat women. Y'all ain't saying that as friends. So you got a Jesus ministry. He knew how to, he said, said, tell the children, some of the little children to come unto me. He didn't have a lot of child support. He didn't have babies and nappies and have babies and dads. He learned how to take care of what belongs to him. In fact, he said, who is my mother and my father? Who is my sisters and brothers? Jesus knew his purpose. The only reason we in the shape today is because we don't know our purpose. When you know your purpose, it don't care how high hill or high water, you will say, I won't let you go until you bless my soul. I don't care what people do in church, you won't let it go. And so, I'm not talking to anybody that knows their purpose. If you don't even speak to me, I see you bless the Lord at all times. I know my purpose. Tell somebody I know my purpose. So, one of the problems we find in today's society is the fact that it's found in the expository preaching in this text. You will notice the problem what at the hand is this, that we find two women, one named Oprah and then the other named Ruth. Now, Oprah means, everlasting in the Greek, it means gazelle. We always know a gazelle has to be a fast runner. Why is that so important? Because when Naomi begins to give her benediction, her doxology to her daughter-in-law, she got to understand what Oprah did. She gave her a kiss and she left. That's one of the problems in the church today. That's one of the problems with us in society today. Once we think we've grown, we think we don't need nobody else. Talk to me, somebody. But I want to show you in this text, I want to be very simplistic. I want to show you in this text that everybody needs a Naomi. Naomi is a spirit that is to cover you and to rule over you. It does not have nothing just to do with gender, but it has to do with somebody that you can pull on and bring out the best for you. You want to pray God for your leaders. See, what's wrong with the church is that I got the grin, I'm a real radical preacher, but what's wrong with the church today that we have tried to tell they only to sit on the back because of our age, and we're doing all this new age stuff, but yet we lost the glory when we practice in excellence, but there's no power. There's no anointing. Now, yes, the banana killing and some traditions killing, but when you begin to lose the power of God, the fervor of God, you're messing up the church. That's why the Bible says to move not the old and to live by. I'm not talking to anybody. You can't go too far left because you don't have the breath of God. And so what you see here, you see Ruth, somebody say Ruth. She had a discerning spirit to say, God, I got something in my mother-in-law that I need. The problem with most young people today is that we have failed to sit down to talk to Naomi. Let me teach you all this today. We have failed to sit down and listen and have a picture here to Naomi because we say Naomi is too old. But Naomi no more than her sleep than you know why awake. Let me just talk to you. See, look at the text. You got to understand, Ruth saw something in Naomi that Oprah did not have. That lets me know Ruth had a discerning spirit. God was setting Ruth up for a living. And I come to tell you, when you serve in church, you start taking it so personal. When people don't do you right, when people don't treat you right, you leave the church. When you can't get the promotion you want, you leave the church. I come to tell you, when you serve at High Praise Cathedral, it's bigger than you. This church is going to go on with some of you today, but because you serve, it'll bless your children too. That's why most Catholic churches never go on foreclosure. They never go down because they have a sense of heritage. And even though I may have been there, I sent my time to my parents that my great-grandma grew up in, that my mama grew up in, because they understand family heritage. This church may be the very church that's going to turn your whole family around. Oh, I wish I had a prayer church. You don't have to like it if you don't want to. You don't have to speak to me. I know my purpose. I know my man of God. And God says this is the place that God has set me in. And I'm going to tell you this, and I told Mary, I want to tell y'all that if I offend you, I apologize, but then I don't. I said, I was raised in a Pentecostal church. And most of the host of people are led by the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing, and it's a bad thing too. Because we really should not be real educated on who's listening and who isn't listening to the voice of God. Only thing that would tell is time. And so oftentimes we have in the Pentecostal church, we always hear people using language gestures like, the Lord said this. And the Lord told me to join high praise with people, but 6 months later when something don't go my way, the Lord told me to leave. So that's the danger. But we just said, if you look at it, notice the Baptist church, their organization, there's only one church, that's Jesus Church, but we have different organizations. But because of the Baptist church, what I love about them, they get rid of the preacher before they leave their church. The reason is because they understand being in a set place, and they know what it means to be in the place that God has called them. I'm going to tell you, God is going to bless some of y'all. Not only bless you, but if you're going to bless your family, because you know my praise is your set praise. You got to know God only puts one person in your life for once a lifetime to change your life for the rest of your life. What you don't understand is the problem we're experiencing, the difficult situations and the negativity we're experiencing a social spirit is not because we did wrong, but that some of us was just connected to the wrong people. So many men are in prison today. That's why I'm telling you, some of you young ladies, he's buying you gifts, he's buying you cars, and you know he don't work. You better be careful because the federal government has locked him up and locked you up too with a conspiracy sentence. We're going to be cheating here simply because you connected to the wrong person. And so you understand, like he talked to you, don't need nothing. So you got to understand, if I suffer, I got to suffer with integrity. If I suffer, I got to suffer with character. I'm not going to jeopardize one season because I'm having a breath to face a 20-year sentence for one stupid mistake. You always say that. That's why you got to say, hey, God, I need to move and have my peace. Trusting in the Lord with all my heart and leaving not to my own inclination, my own inclination, but in all my ways and narratives, he shall direct my path. When the day everybody shall treat, we talk too much about how we get treated. Tell me some of you. We racially erode your profile. Tell me something. I don't care if you raise your profile. He shot me over because I'm black. Because of DWB, because I'm black, because I'm black. I keep my license, registration, my checks up. You don't make it back when you're guilty. Because of the car, like classic car, they used to shot me, they used to say, I said, yeah, go ahead. But now the chief of police calling me, telling me, could you please help solve the crime? You just keep waiting on God, and God will bless that thing. The people that persecute you will call you to God to bless you. I'm talking about we should overcome. We didn't overcame and went back. Somebody marching is too cold to march, y'all ain't saying that. We all we got to do, see, that's the problem. It's not that we are treated unjust. The problem, we've been lost our praises. It's not that we're not getting tied up. It's not that the court system is unjust. It always has been like that to us. But what God taught was our love for God. And when we trust in spite of being weak, I wish I can't get nobody to help me. Inside of being silent, that's what happened to Jesus. They whipped him, but he shielded and said another word. But he was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquity. And I call anybody that's in this place, you know your stripes and your cause and anointing to come on your life. The problem is, Bishop, we lost our power. Because our fathers, they don't know what they're talking about no more. But I come to tell you, we need, in their home, we need fathers. Talk to me, somebody, this week. I come to tell you, we are a fatherless generation. But everybody needs a father. Every girl needs to be a daddy girl. Y'all ain't saying that this way, son. There's something about a daddy girl. When you are a daddy girl don't pay me. I'm No, that's very confusing. Because the daddy girl was going to look at it. Whatever you're going to throw a time, you got one more time to raise your hand at me. If I don't cut you, I'm going to call my daddy. He's going to bring that old rest in front of you and listen with you. I said, daddy girl, don't take any man. You do not talk a lot before you get here. I'm going to keep on talking. I'm a daddy girl. What's your name? Who's your daddy? And when she is, it's your father. She don't take anything from anybody. I don't like no man that feels. I'm a preacher, but I don't like no man. And if you see my mother, I'm coming over to ask you. I ain't talking about the Bible. Who asked the answer is God. That's the best part of this time for all things. We have lost. We have lost. We have lost our principles. We have lost our principles. And I come to tell you, the Bible says this, all who had was a servant spirit that of you. Now, I'm going to tell y'all this. I tell my church, y'all have to believe it, but it's true. When you live in with a man and you marry God's way, I come to tell you that even though you have fine teeth, there's nowhere in the world, woman, you're not to be treated like a queen. In today's society, the average woman makes more than a man now, because men go through a lot of things, because we don't live a kingdom life, men. And when we live a kingdom life, we start our own business. We don't let nobody give us nothing. But most women, so even though you may make more than him, you have to understand he's still the head. You got to be wise. I saw a paper on one of my lover Billy to say how y'all need to brown your face and look at the man. You don't brown your face and step in a man's face and growl like a pit bull. Y'all can say that. That ain't how you do it. A woman has something from God called a feminine genius that whatever she gives, she got the power of persuasion. And whatever she wants from a real man, she can get it. I understand that. My grandmother, many my grandfather thought he was the head. But grandma was the real head of the family. Y'all not thinking nobody to say that. She knew how to sanctify him in the eyes of the people and make him look like the king that God has called him to be. If you live in a house without a woman, you just got a house. But when a wife comes in, it comes to a home. And God said, a wise woman builds her a foolish little pick of the knife. A man don't build it, he can pay for it. Let me get to this next level. Y'all don't understand, woman. You said, I'm not going to put it in. Shut up. I'm decided to be quiet. Don't be jumping up in your baby's face. You understand that? I mean, when Adam woke up from that anesthesia, he looked up on this woman with fine corruption broken to you without seeing her face. And he said, whoa, man. In other words, oh, my God. She had everything. The problem is, he got too greedy. She got a dissatisfied spirit, thinking the grass is greener on the other side. She said, you can have everything, but don't need to have them go up on that tree. She did it anyway. But you don't understand, the woman has the power of persuasion to get a counsel. That's why in real life, y'all think Joe Biden is the vice president, but I want to serve notice on you that Michelle Obama is the real president. She has his last year. She gives him his last instant night. I wish I had a princess. Because the real woman has the power of persuasion. Why are you saying that, preacher? Because if the wife's not for who? Understanding that they only have something that she needed, you would have messed up choices. Your decision making is bigger than your right now. Some of you can make the wrong decision and mess up your whole life inheritance. You won't recuperate for 20 or 30 years later. Most men that are in prison is not because they're the real criminal. They made the wrong choice. And one choice can knock you off course for 30 years. Most women that didn't break out of wedlock were not prostitutes. They made one choice at a one-week moment. I don't care how saved you think you are. Everybody, you don't know how saved the trouble hits your life. So, Ruth, I need him. He said, there's something in you where you go out of, where you lodge out of. And this is what really got her blessed. Your words can bless you and they can curse you. But she said, your God should be my God. Oh God, y'all didn't hear what I said. Even though she was so much, see, God don't care what you do. Now, y'all start making excuses about your social demographic. God gonna give all of us a chance. That's why he said, every knee shall bow. He says, every tongue shall confess. I'm not talking to anybody that says, God, I'm gonna give you a chance before you leave this world to say, for God I live, and for God I die, and I shall let nothing separate me from the love of God. So God be my God. And I come to tell you, there's a word that the young folks call flip mode. I'm going to most of y'all say he's going to turn it around. But see, turning around may take 2 or 3 years. But flip mode is you one side this way today, but you're on the top tomorrow. You always head on this way. See, all you gotta do is pancake, just scoop them up and just flip them up. You ain't got time to turn it around and recook it all over again. And I come to tell you, God is getting ready to flip some stuff for you. He said, I made the first last and the last first. Me, I called the few, I told them. I called to some souls and brothers and sisters. I got a seed in the air. Do you know who you are? That's why we're so rough last year. Because God didn't want you to know, he wants you to get to this point. I feel sorry for you because you're crying. But if they flip them, my foot, I'm almost through. What? God, you saved us. God didn't tell me. God actually tells me to do things that make me uncomfortable. I was in a prophetic class, if you always can get the goal. But when God really speaks to you prophetically, it challenges your faith. If it doesn't challenge your faith, you're in your flesh. And when he challenges us, then he don't show us the whole details of that. He doesn't give us epic prophecy, epic dreams. Epic dreams are detail-oriented. Joseph had a detail-oriented dream, not really because he just dreamed that he was going to rule everybody, but he didn't see the dream.
Come on, God.
Which indicates to me that when God shows me, he only shows me the end. He never shows me the middle. I would rather that God shows me the middle than the end. Because it's in the middle and the past is what represents our life. Y'all be sent on this way. What will come against us? The one thing he does, he says, I'm showing you your beginning, but I'm showing you your end. But it is which is the indicator, whatever happens in between, you still gonna make it to the end. That's what I mean. Generation has its own sound. The reason you can't mock the sound of the oldest because that was a code for them to have worship and where to have worship without getting the life beat out of them by the master. Oh my God. So the song actually had substance. And so you see it here. We got to be careful. You never grow in God. Grandma says you're just a child of God. And I never understood. I was angry at God for a season because I played basketball and me and Chris Webber were great friends and we battled a lot in the 90s. And I was asking God, why in the world did Chris Webber sign this contract and I wasn't? See, when you don't understand your purpose, you'll question God. I can get mad at you. I don't care what you're saying. I used to watch the NBA. I had to watch the times I got angry at God. And I said, God, why in the world are you sending me to a people that's crucifying me? They mad at mama because she has an agenda. They mad at mama. The very place I should be birthed is the very place I'm receiving my crucifixion in the church. So what is your purpose? But if you ever going to be called of God, you got to feel just like Jesus said. If you ain't never felt like Jesus, you ain't ready for ministry. Oh my God. If you've never been lying under the church, you have to experience the same that Jesus experienced. The same thing that Ruth experienced. And so why in the world is Ruth so important? See, some people only with you because of what you can offer them. What do you mean, preacher? Open up, but she didn't love her enough to stay. Some people have conditional love. They don't have the filial love. Come on, God. I know y'all talk against the Philistines in the Bible, but I sort of like the Philistines. Because the Philistines stuck together. Matter of fact, one Philistine was named Ishbanah. He waited the day and got old and said, listen, you kill my uncle Goliath, and I'm going to get you myself. Y'all ain't said, see, that's what's wrong with us as a people. We no longer pray together. We turn to own each other. Why pastor he won't speak? Why pastor he won't work with me? Why pastor he don't like boy, you don't know me? How you gonna tell me just because I come to church and worship with you too? You don't know the pain I experience. I didn't come out and speak to you. I didn't speak to you because I don't want to. I'm going to a mental battle. We judge people. What was wrong with Bishop? Why didn't he preach that today? He got you on his mind. Praying for you all week. Some of my little like dumb times to come in and like a big amount of shit. When God has a vision, he's going to give you the resources to do anything he has given you that he has told you. He's telling me it's on the street. Well, Ruth, she said, listen, I'm going to do whatever you have. Ruth, love her, we are. Some people are more fully in your life working. There are some people in your life that's more. And so here it is. What God is going to do in this next season. He's getting ready to allow some Naomi to come in your life. I don't care how good you are, everybody needs a training for. I led West Michigan in scoring. 32 points a game until my son broke all my records. But I don't care how good I was. Always look for my father and say, come on, boy. Put your chin up. I was 3 times better than my father. But this word, y'all can hear what I'm saying. That's the problem. We got educated. We think we are anointed or educated than our parents. But because of our parents, we are. Y'all can hear what I'm saying. Every time you want to respect your mother, you want to respect the mother, brother, sir. You want to respect the elder or you.
She had a satisfied spirit to say, Lord,
The price paid for She'll take you. Sit down. You ever want to sit down? But you get to listen to that. I'm 6'7", 301 pounds. She's about 51 pounds. But if that little boy hit me, she'll represent my mom. Look at the beautiful baby. That baby can also drive. He's got a key. He's like, I need something out of him. Take a broom and go to work. I come to you. We got to do things God's way. And when we do it God's way, we cannot fix it. God bless you. Drop your hands up. Come on, drop your hands. We cannot get rid of oldest. My grandfather said, just keep waking up and going to sleep. There's an old man down here. Man, I went up to drunk basketball up there. Every muscle I felt, didn't even know was in my body. I felt when I tried to jump. Just keep living. And I found out as things that you get older, things shouldn't don't matter because they're not the same.
That's right.
Everything's changed. You get involved. See, that's the key of marriage. Everybody says, that's the key of marriage. The key of marriage is everybody can love each other when you say, I do this. But can you love me 20 years later after I've been sick, after life has hit us? Because now I'm changing. Even though I still love you, I look the same. But my heart, the life, this is the life I got to. Can you still love me? That's why God, he loves us unconditionally. And God will flip this thing. The devil makes you think that you got to do this. I don't like these. Come on, I just turned 40. I don't like Beyonce and how much she's got. Wonderful body, wonderful beauty. I don't like how they extort her. That won't be my wife. I don't care how much money. I don't want no man to take all our kids. Don't care that. I don't care how much money they give my wife. No man should exploit his wife. For money, he said that smile. The devil is a liar. And I'm going to three up. I'm here looking, because don't stand too long, because it's disrespectful. Come on, so we need to cover our lives. You shouldn't do anything for a dollar. Don't let money go to you. You speak over money. Say, money, you money. We have to go back and pick up some purpose of holiness, of integrity, of responsibility. And stop thinking one race is doing it. One race is not doing it. There's a whole lot of Caucasians walking with Dr. King. There's a whole lot of Caucasians on the Underground Railroad, up the bridge, saying, y'all can talk wrong. It's the devil's job to cause us to look at somebody else and say, you're there. I come to tell you, we have overcame, went back in, God will bring us right back out. But don't lose your word, because you're a murderer for God. Thank you. That's a fearful getting ready to hit your life. Look at that. You did something significant for your leaders. Thank you. I might be patient with my brother. People falling out because they're just adults and they're just perfect. It's okay to laugh. But God will bless you for your patience towards the leaders. Because there's something down in them that you're going to glean that's going to fall in your life. And because you've been faithful, this is the season, even before July 17th, the 21st, God is going to bless you. You've been faithful for a few things. Full on prophet has never before. She has nothing in her. She has wisdom in her. But I'm telling you, the anointing of her is going to fall upon you. It's like a generation of heritage thing. See, come on, Get ready. God is going to birth something. And as you begin to speak things in your family, things are being ready to manifest right in your house. Get your hands high. Father, I thank you right now. Because you're extraordinary, because you like to shop, you like tidy things, you like nice things, that's in your house. Nice. You like to keep things a certain way. God is giving you the flesh. I see an extension of your house. I see some boxes, I see some structure things. And God wants to mix up some things. God is giving you the blessing of this season. Even before fall, get ready for God, the head of God, to favor you. God said you've done something significant for him. And because of their significant for their leaders, I'm getting ready to enrich and bless you. It can be smaller than car, it can be smaller than Logan. But in God's eyesight, it's amazing. It's going to call for a miracle in your life. You think you got to do a whole lot of stuff to just your heart, to do something amazing. God is getting ready to praise you. All right. Father God, I thank you for her right now. I thank you for this anointing of her life. God, I pray right now for the anointing of God. Oh, God, there's a power that's getting ready to hit you right now. Touch you right now. Let's get ready to get the energy in your body, too. Oh, my God. In the name of Jesus. God, thank you right now. Back shape. Somebody else, clap your hands. God, touch you right now. In the name of Jesus. Yes, he's breaking up himself. Some hurt that happened to you in the church. And the leader spoke to you. He's been in your heart right now. God said, let go right now. In the name of Jesus, I'm getting ready to do something for you right now. In the name of Jesus, somebody clap your hands. Oh, Jesus. There's a money loan to y'all. So clap your hands. God is going to release a money loan to y'all. In the name of somebody clap your hands to Jesus. Somebody clap your hands. Come on, look at me. When I come to me, I want to hold you all in an hour to late. That word was so prophetic anyway. I know I have a gift. I know I have an anointed vision as it. I thank God for allowing me to use it in the church. But if there's any type of shift, the spirit, the word was prophetic enough. But I feel somebody's getting ready to get a major blessing in this place. Y'all getting ready to get a major blessing. Look at my shit. In the name of Jesus. Y'all been faithful with you, niggas, for the struggle. But y'all getting ready to get a blessing in the name of Jesus. He's business, business. I speak to him right now. God, I thank you for me right now. Get ready for all. Jesus, getting ready to put for you all. Now just turn around for a quick that needs to do it right now. I was going to ask somebody to pray to God. Somebody clap your hands for Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Somebody clap your hands for Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the road shall be right. The road shall be right every day in Jesus' name. Somebody clap your hands. There's an outlaw of souls that's getting ready to get. And administratively, God is going to cause people to be blessed. I'm here, man, Christine. God is going to make that like that. She's been faithful to God's going to call our blessing upon her. But she has to serve you as a prophet. And as she serves you as spiritual parents, God's going to give her the false blessings upon her. And wipe her dead out, how can she come like that? God's going to do something on her supernaturally in the spirit of it. And she said, oh, somebody else, praise God. Somebody else, praise God. Somebody else, praise God. I need it, but I don't want to hold on to this. But if you need some type of miracle or healing or any type of miracle, just come line up right here. Just come line up right here real quick. I won't be long. I won't be long. This is the season I want to get. The bishop will let y'all come tonight and keep the culture at 6. And I'll be there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at 7. Get there, and I'll be showing you. Service, get there. God is getting ready to bless. I'm telling y'all right now, God is getting ready to do something for you all. He has not forgotten about this. Line up on nothing. Line up. Line up on nothing. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Listen, when I count to three, I want you to shout glory. See, some of us, I'm going to tell y'all this in the church. We got a lot of gifted and anointed people in this generation. We got a lot of anointed gifted people. But I'm going to tell you something. Older fathers that I've studied and watched, they just look out of the and they walk in glory. Anointing is one thing, it destroys the yoke. But glory, the very glory of God changed the content. Moses was anointed, favorable man of God. But it's not until he spent time with God that he had an extra anointing of glory upon him. I'm telling you, the days of old are getting ready to finish. There's a major revival going to hit this city. And I'm getting ready to stop the crime rate shift up. That's the word of reference that happens. I'm going to see the place you're not afraid. This is going to be a dwelling place for you. It's going to be a place of secrecy. Well, God says, I'm getting ready to come at you. I'm getting ready to come to a beautiful church because of a big congregation. What I mean by that, my grandfather always told me, he said, my great-grandfather said, boy, your grandfather was a good preacher. But he didn't know how to bow for nothing. He said, when we got in Arkansas, every time, every day, we get up at sunrise. He had set up my way. He said, because he wanted to get the work done quick. So the real great grandfather was sitting there. So what he did, probably, He put two gun guns together. And then he put two gun guns together, they set the way. And then my oldest uncle, he put two old ones, that would get a job done. My grandfather said, what you got to do is simply, he said, you got to put an old one. Well, and then you have a steady pace. So when I come, you don't go too fast, the old one back up, slow down. Now they said that. And that's what we need in the church. And when you see a young person, you need an older one. You tell them back up, you go too fast. Lift your hand. I feel the power of the healing of God. When I come to preach this shit, I'm going to just run this fucker. Because I feel God's getting ready to touch somebody in this. We have heard another thing that if you have to do it according to your grace, it's not probably a member of the servant, save a grace. Well, when I come to do it, I want you to stop walking. And tell me about God, I want to be able to touch you.
I see a warehouse for people, for a church.
That God is going to bring a supersede each week. It's going to be people that's going to be blessed. It's going to bring the flood. It's going to be a warehouse. It won't be church as usual. And it's going to use you to help work it out. I see you going back and forth and travel.
God, you see the meal, you see the debt.
do it now, Lord. Some of you right now, this church has a need. I want you to tap into it. Watch this. Be careful how you sow today. Very seed, you may sow, you may end up owning it. There's about 22 of you. I want you to sow $100 gift. Who are you saying? If you haven't, thanks for you to talk. I want you to write this. This is going to put for kingdom. God says, everything I did, I will do for you. I don't care if you feel like you're going to have it. You have no young one. That's just because of the time. I'm going to have a better God. I don't want to get proper God. I'm sacred. And terrible. If you saw it, there's a door to the bell. You require the faith. Saw it, there's a door to the bell. God will bring possession. I am offering a snack.
Happy Sunday to everybody. We thank you all for tuning in to the High Praise Cathedral located here in Eastern Michigan with Bishop Clarence B. Hatton along with Prophetess Joyce Hatton. We want to say happy Sunday to all of you.